Welcome to Good for a Weekend,
the podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift
and share your spicy confessions.
I'm Cressy Cornis.
And I'm MK Ashford.
Our third ever Swiftie Confessions episode will be coming out on April 11th. It will be a very special episode because it's our 100th.
You have until April 1st to email us your Swiftie Confessions to gfaweekend@gmail.com. Please include what you'd like to be called as well and your preferred pronouns.
And if you're a new weekender, here's a quick explanation of what we're looking for in your Swiftie confession.
We want to hear your spiciest hot takes, embarrassing moments as a fan, unpopular opinions, hills that you would die on, your crazy fan theories, and anything else Taylor related that you'd like to confess to us.
Think of us as your specially appointed Swiftie therapist.
Did you weirdly like Taylor and Maddie Healy? Are you a me defender? Do you think 1989 is overrated? Are you a Joe Alwyn apologist? Whatever it is, we're listening.
We are accepting submissions now, right now. So be sure to send yours to gfaweekend@gmail.com by April 1st. All we ask is that you please include what you'd like us to call you as well as your preferred pronouns so we can discuss your confession properly.
And we're so excited to hear what you have to spill.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Changes are coming to the farm at Bonnaroo for 2023. Based on our conversation last week with C3, today, part two, answering your questions, what stays, what goes, what moves, back to Camp Nut Butter? Clarifying the questions that remain before the announcement on the 17th, the What Podcast, Brad Steiner, Barry Corder, Lord Taco, starts right now. You're always trying to do your best. Don't worry about what happens next. Cause it never ends, the picture's begun. We crash into the setting sun. Well, welcome into part two of Bonnaroo's changes for 2023. I'm Brad. There's Barry and Lord Taco. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Play game. Play game. What is that thing in the corner of your screen there, Taco? Is that part of your whole, your Minecraft world that you've developed and are conquering on
Twitch? Yeah, this is for the Twitch stream. It shows just random graphics and stuff.
Barry, I jumped into Taco's Twitch stream the other night. I still have no idea what's going on.
I'm kind of glad. Go ahead.
What PBR was I on when you jumped in?
Oh, it was deep. You were deep. So we said, how far away are you from 1,000 check-ins on?
Oh yeah, I'm
what's it called? Grinder for beer. What is it called?
Grinder for beer or Untapped?
Yeah. Untapped, yeah. All right, so he was like 500, none of us 500. Yeah. It was like you were something crazy away, and we did the math. If he drank 25 beers every day until I got there, he will have hit his like 5,000. I don't remember what the number was. I don't remember.
I'm currently at 869.
That's what it was. Chickens. Yeah, that's right. So you need to get to 1,000, and you're 100. You were 150 away when I left you last.
So I just got to do 25 a day. That's 25 a day, right?
Yeah.
So that we can have, the show, the next show we do can be Lord Taco's 1,000th check-in of PBR.
Yeah, we could celebrate.
Are you gonna have to cut
check-ins
back to make that number?
Yeah.
Hey,
man, he's got to take a couple days off.
It might be, you know, 1,010. I don't know.
I wanted to point out something that I noticed after our last show. You know, we've bragged about Russ for people who are just listening. He's our web guy. He's created our website, which is awesome. Created our merchandising. Does all of our social media stuff. But I think we discovered a new talent last episode, Brad.
Really? Do tell. I don't think I even know. What was it?
I think Russ is now the What Podcast Hype Man.
Hype Man, yes, yeah.
Hype Man, yes. Because when you look at me, you think hype.
You think hype. That's right.
You got me all ready to go for the show.
And you do rev the engines. You send thighs a quiver.
Well, you know, there were some comments on the video last week.
Oh, yeah? What were they?
People wanted to hear more from me.
More Russ.
You know,
I don't know how we could fit more of you in.
I don't know. Well,
hype man.
I'll show you.
Hey, my man.
Yeah. I kind of liked being just a background character, fly on the wall. I think you said it best last week when I'm like the coffee guy.
The coffee guy. Top grade, yeah.
Sitting back there.
What I love about that guy is that he just laughs at literally everything. He knows.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Everything's hilarious.
Yeah, everything's hilarious.
Yeah.
So speaking of last week's show, the whole point was you listen to it, have any questions, anything that we might have missed, any sort of follow-up that we want to get through, and we ask for your comments at whatpodcast.com and then at the what underscore podcast on Twitter and on the social media. So let's get into it. You want to go through some of the questions? Because we got a ton, and I'm sure that Corey and Brad didn't answer all of them, huh?
I think they missed. Yeah, we got quite a few, but they answered most of them, and especially thanks to Corey for reaching out this weekend. To make sure that happened. They've been great, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding.
I thought that show was great. They were so forthcoming and answered everything. I don't, you know.
That's right.
They didn't run away from anything, didn't backpedal any of that. So, and they're answering these questions. So how do you want to do this? I sent you guys the question and answers as well. I mean, I hate to do that too.
You did?
Of course I did, but you didn't look, so that's all right. I knew that you would not.
Oh, looky there. Okay.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. Okay, let's just start with Nick. Nick's first question: what about group for the shaft last year, way out in BFE with very limited support, almost similar to how Bob Chapek. I don't know what any of this means. So basically, the question is: what about decoupling Cineroo from camping? Does each camper need a camping pass, or is it still per vehicle in group? What was Corey's answer to that?
Yeah, and his second or third point was the ice in there. And Corey's answer, we're bringing back the second entrance to Cineroo, which he said on our show. They're adding food, beverage, and ice to the group area. He said this is the first he'd heard of the long lines of ice. So
okay, there you go.
They're dealing with that.
First
so
I've heard
go.
Of it, too. Yeah, and but by the way, shout out to Nick, because I actually do know him or know of him. I've talked to him before. Another fellow Volkswagen guy, and his last name is GWOZDZ, but I think it's pronounced, and please correct me, I think it's Gavosh.
Wait a second. GWOZDZ.
Yes.
Woods.
That's not a typo. That's how he spells it, but I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Gavosh.
Gwads.
Yeah, that's a rock solid name, right?
That
there.
Is a great name.
Yeah.
Man, what if it was like Gwads?
What if it like literally well, that, his last how name I would is have Gwadz.
Said it. Gwadzi. But it's,
well, feel free to comment and correct us.
It's Nick.
Wrong, as, but I think it's right. It's first name Nick.
As a guy that is surrounded by people with quote unquote radio names like Thrasher and, you know.
I would go with Gwadzi.
Gwadz is fantastic.
It's an awesome name. It'd be a good band, heavy metal band name.
I love it. Yeah. Okay, so then there was one really, really long one. And I'm not going to get into all of it, but let's go with Bill Rich's questions. And
you go that one first?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that would be second. Okay.
Now, Kent. There's Kent. We got one from Kent.
Well, I know, but this is a really long one. Just
okay.
So, because it comes up with uncoupling. Back to the uncoupling question. Right. By the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, you should probably go back and listen to the marathon that was last week's episode before their AMA. They're doing an Ask Me Anything on Reddit that some of these questions might get answered as well. We're just trying to clear some of the road before we get there.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. That's going to be on the 21st, and I asked Corey about that this morning as we were emailing back and forth with these answers, and he said they don't have a time yet. Just check with their social media, their socials, and they'll let everybody know. But they are going to do an AMA, like you just said, on Monday the 21st. They're going to come out with their official announcement about all of these changes on Thursday the 17th. They were just cool enough to jump on with us, Brad Parker and Corey Smith, last week to give kind of a heads up, and so that what is happening today could happen. People would have what about questions,
yeah, right?
And that's yep. what that's.
And
what
we got doing. Some good questions.
Got yeah. some great questions.
All right, so questions arise with uncoupling. This is from Bill. One, what value remains with VIP camping? Two, will VIP camping even exist, and will it remain closer to Cineru than GA? Three, will VIP still have both camping and Cineru dedicated lounge areas? And four, will there be dedicated VIP entrances into Cineru? Now, this was the part that, I will be totally honest, probably twisted me around more than any other part of it, because I'm not very smart, it turns out. Plus, I think that they moved a hill. So these were probably the questions I had the most. So what was Corey's response to these?
So Cineru ticket remains the same. Pit viewing, lounges, access to the mound, as they call it. I like the hill much better.
It is the hill.
And we plan to expand those amenities a bit. There will be no VIP camping anymore, but there are a couple of options for similar experiences. They're calling it Area 931. We know it lovingly as Camp Nut Butter. I'm going to guess that's going to be the trees, backstage camping. It will offer a limited number of primitive car camping with included showers, air-conditioned restrooms, and amenities. They're going to have pre-pitched glamping and power RV in that section.
I want to stop you real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Let's go backwards for a second. This is a really big, you know, I think that we probably buried the lead in the in last week's episode. VIP camping is the most affected of all of them. And what you know of VIP before is not going to exist anymore. They're moving VIP to where we used to be. Is that right. I'm right to assume?
That's what I'm hearing. That's
okay.
Area 931.
Yeah, that is Camp Nut Butter, and it's not the mound, it's the hill. Just to be totally clear.
Yeah, we got to fix that. We got to talk to them about that.
Okay, so, and I just say this, and I'm not selling tickets here, but that is legitimately the greatest spot on the farm. And yeah. we have been so insanely lucky for 15 years to be able to be right there. It is absurd how fantastic that spot is. So if you're one of these guys who thinks that VIP camping will not have value anymore, it is worth every penny to be in those woods. Yeah. You're literally 5 seconds away from Cineru.
It's not just proximity. Yeah. It's trees. It's everything. Yeah, everything about it is just great.
That's right. And,
enjoy it, because we won't be there.
Which makes it even more valuable.
And they took it from us.
Yeah. people would pay extra to be away from us.
All right. Yeah. So he said, took this. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just was going to make another bad joke. So yeah, but that, no question. That is the most valuable piece of property on the farm.
All right. So no, then he continues his answer. There are a couple of options for a similar experience. And he goes into Area 931. Will offer a limited number of primitive car camping, including showers, air-conditioned restrooms, and other amenities, offering pre-pitched glamping, power RV, you said all of that. And then Moon Colony. What is Moon Colony? Moon Colony will offer primitive camping option with the same location VIP used to be, with shower vouchers and flushable toilets included in those amenities. So whatever.
I think.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think this is a reference to what Corey kind of hinted last week when he said they have come up with a whole naming scheme for the campgrounds and it's all space themed.
Yeah. Yeah. Where?
So I'm
guessing
Moon, Area 931, Moon Colony.
Got it.
Ties into that.
Got it.
Where Moon Colony is, I don't know, but I'd say you're 100% right, Russ, that that's well, it's in it keeping the, with the theme.
Yeah, Moon Colony is the same location as VIP camping used to be.
Got it. And he says, will VIP camping even exist? The short answer is no. VIP camping won't exist as it has in the past, but there will be many more options than available before and similar experiences and folks will be able to take advantage of. I'm going to assume that Area 931 is going to have camping available. So as you think of it in the past, it will not exist. It will now be Moon Colony, which is just another version of car camping in GA, but with some added amenities. And then VIP camping moves back to where we are. Number three, there won't be any lounges in the campgrounds, but there will be areas to relax, the plaza, as well as expanded lounge areas in Center Route for VIP, GA Plus, and Platinum buyers. That was to the question of, will VIP still have both camping and Cineru dedicated lounge areas? So the answer to that is no, but there will be areas to relax in the plazas as well as expanded lounge areas in Cineru for GA Plus, VIP, and Platinum buyers.
So, and I'm jumping ahead a little bit in this, but in sort of interpreting all of this, what I'm gathering is, whereas before your wristband was very limiting, you could only get here. You know what I mean? You were blocked from going here. And even when you got out into camping, like I never went into VIP. I've never been inside of it. Wouldn't know what it looked like. Never RV, any of that. If I'm understanding, you'll be much more able to mingle with anybody. Like, so say Brad gets VIP or gets RV or whatever, you know, the glamping or the pitch tent. And Russ and I don't, we can still go see you and vice versa, except for this Area 931. That's the only one that I think will still be off limits.
So
does that make sense?
It does, but I'm trying to think this through. I wonder what it matters if I get Area 931, which is now I'm guessing being called VIP, then where does Platinum go?
I've not seen any reference to Platinum.
Well, I mean, he says Platinum buyers in answers.
There's Platinum buyers. Yeah. Okay.
Still a Platinum ticket, but I don't think there's a Platinum campground. I think it's all rolled into Area 931.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter which ticket level you buy, you could purchase access to 931, even if you had a GA.
With all that being said, the GA ticket being is cheaper than it was in 2023. You just have to then determine your experience beyond that. How you want to experience a festival, whether it be in this part of the camp, whether with this experience, that part is all up to you. But the basic GA pass is actually cheaper than it was last year.
Right.
All right. I mean, that to me is the most confusing, because it's different, part of this entire equation. And you know, what do we hate as human beings? We hate change. So this is one of those things that you probably have to see in practice before you wrap your head around it and you're like, oh, wow, this actually was pretty good. If they're offering you an opportunity to, and I would love to know the price difference, if they're offering you the opportunity of camping back where we used to camp, I don't know, man. There might not be a price that's worth it. It's so good. I mean, you name the price, I'm there.
We're going to have to talk about that the next several weeks. Russ and I both know where we were last year, and we're going to have to, we might have to talk about it.
Is it too late to change my birthday present?
How much money do we have in that old what podcast bank account?
We got to sell a lot more t-shirts.
All right, so then we get into this question, which is one of the scenarios that was mentioned last year was eventually the campground activities and shows may continue to expand to the point where they may sell a campground ticket without buying a Cineroo ticket. With all the new changes, will that allow for this, or will you still need a Cineroo wristband to get through the toll booths? Answer, very simply, you must still have a Cineroo ticket to enter the festival and campgrounds, meaning you cannot just buy a campground ticket and hang out for the weekend.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I think that was probably an idea that I know I floated at one time. I don't know if we all did, but I know I don't know if I meant it in jest, but it was more of a this, what's happening out there in camping is, you know, so cool and so busy that this could happen.
Well,
so,
then when you get into Cineroo, will there be changes inside Cineroo? For instance, are you going to change pit access for GA?
Big question.
Yeah, we got that maybe a dozen times. And his response was, quote, this is important to us, too. We are not changing that system. I do love their pit system, that European pit system where you sort of, you know, find your show and you line up for it. And it's available to pretty much anybody that wants to camp out for a few hours, especially when it's a light festival. It's so easy to get into the pit. I almost wonder why somebody would stand all the way out there when you could just, you know, walk past the bees and be there in, you know, 5 minutes. It really is a strange thing. Barry is one of these taco that refuses to walk into the pit. I don't get it. I've never understood why you'd rather stand at the back of the farm than walk another 40 yards and be 20 feet from the stage.
I don't know. I've never been a work my way to the front of the stage, fight my way up guy, because I hate when I do that. And then 40 people, I get a good spot. And then 10 minutes later, I'm still 40 rows back. And I know that doesn't happen in the pit because it's more controlled, but that's just been my mindset the whole time. I'd rather go where, well, when you pull into a parking lot, do you drive to the front and look for one up front, or you take first available?
That's a parking lot, Barry. That's
I take first available.
I'm not gonna if I'm that, but that's sitting in a. I'm not sitting in a car for an hour watching a show where like my sight line matters. That is a ridiculous analogy.
Okay.
Well, also, what I've do you done do if both. You have to pee? What do you do if you have to pee? And Paul Janeway's not around to pee. Yeah.
Yes. My personal porta potty is I'm looking for a Paula potty.
Paula nice, potty.
Nice callback. That's good. Hey, I'm jumping again ahead, but I've reached out. One of the questions that we got that didn't make the early list was about ADA, and I sent that to Corey, and he just responded. So the question
breaking
was,
news.
Yeah, well, what was the question? Remind me.
Let's see. Can you ask about ADA for your follow-up? Last year, ADA was okay, but access to activities in the campgrounds was subpar. I would like to know a bit more about how they are looking to rectify. Also, what types of camping will have ADA? And then will be there any changes to preferred viewing areas for VIP? If they expand that, GA wristband folks. And then his answer is ADA base camp is the same in the same location. It's very hard to provide proximity to anything specifically other than Cineroo with all the plazas being so spread out. So we prioritize Cineroo for our ADA guests. They'll be able to get RV, primitive car camping, or souvenir in that area. There are many other areas that will also offer accessible options. I'd like to encourage them to browse the map with the accessible filter on to see their options.
So, ooh, a filter. Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know if that, you know, answers everything, but sounds like they're at least trying to figure something out. And they don't anticipate any changes to the premium viewing areas from last year. So there you go.
Speaking of last year, this question was, what happens if we already purchased tickets last year while we were at the festival? What we do now? All you do now is purchase your camping experience. Whatever camping package that you want, that's the only thing that you'll have to go to add on to your ticket. Now, how they organize all that, I don't know. I mean, that's on them, but that's all you will have to do is go to choose your camping package when you when these things open up, and that's the 17th, right? Or is that the yes. That's the AMA.
Well, the 17th is when they put all this on the website.
Yeah,
17th is when they officially announce what we've already been talking about, and then the 21st is when they're doing their AMA. And then they're going to have Black Friday will be their early bird sales for tickets, yep. Right? Is that what you understood?
That's
what I got. And then from there on out, it's, you know, announcements in January, lineup and all that.
Mm-hmm. Plus Rucluse.
Rucluse. Yep.
Okay. What other questions do we have? I'm just scrolling through here. Anything else that we might have missed?
Somebody asked about whether it changes capacity or any of that sort of and I asked Corey that too when we were talking, like, are you still going to sell more or less GA? And I think Brad, you asked him that last week too, or Brad Parker, and he said they're sort of limited, you know, their pre-pitch, as they call them, is limited to availability of how many tents they can get and sleeping bags.
So start over. You mean capacity as far as the whole festival is concerned?
80,000 is still sold out. And as far as it like changing the number of GA and all that, it's still going to be a similar dispersion, you know, similar VIP tickets and pre-pitch and all that to GA.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Depending on what they sell, yeah.
Okay.
And then what was the other one? Picking your own spot. Now that one is curious, and I thought that when it came up, when you asked the question, Brad of Brad Parker, about if I get there and I don't like my spot, can I go to the other side of the field? And you know, I of course
leave it up to me to want to order off the menu. why can't I just do what I want to do?
I have to be honest, I was surprised at Brad Parker's answer that you can, you know, once they try to put you in a spot, you can go to the other side of your campground, but you can't go to another campground. I'm betting the attendants and the guys working there don't much like that answer. They want you to go where they put you, because otherwise it'd just be, you know, even more chaos. But
yeah, just tell them Brad said you could.
Brad said I could.
Not me. Don't quote me on that one. I have nothing to do with that.
That's just my guess.
So what was his answer here? So the
Corey said, I'm honestly not too sure on this one. I think we usually prefer to have folks park where instructed by the attendants.
I think this is one of those street smart things where when you show up and you're not a dick, you say, hey, man, I've got 10 cars with me that we're all going to camp together. Can we just go over there?
Yeah, we're not going to bother anybody.
Yeah, this is like if you've never been to Bonnaroo before, and look, this is not a place that is really, really, I don't know, based on a lot of rules. You know, yeah. Basically, there's one rule. Just be cool.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick, right?
And if I can throw in another top tip there, when you show up to park and you're talking to the attendees, if you've got a ice cold bottle of water to hand them, like, hey, man.
Be cool, man. Just be cool.
That goes a long way. Yeah, because they're out working in the heat. They probably appreciate it.
You try water, I give them a 20.
It's so funny to hear you talking about this, Brad Steiner. Were you there with me, Russ, a couple of 3 years ago when he came in late?
Yes.
And I'd already had it all worked out, and he walked in with his window. And he's like,
yeah.
And me and the guy are looking at each other like, what's his problem? I'm not...
I'll have a conversation here.
I'll take care of this.
I just backed up and said, let him vent. We'll figure it out.
But I was probably wrong, right?
You were wrong.
Okay.
You were 100% wrong. Because like I said, I'd already worked it out. This kid, he was a 20-something year old kid from Chattanooga. He knew my Songbird's hat. You know, he was being... y'all just do whatever you want to do. And then here you drive.
Here I come up making a fool of myself, of course.
There's no way this will work.
Well.
Yeah, we managed.
You got to count on me to do one or two of those a weekend, I'm sure. I'll take care of this.
Yeah, let me Bigfoot my way up here. And of course, as you know, with Camp Nut Butter, we, you know,
Butt Nutter. Yes, Camp Butt Nutter. Yeah.
we take up half camp. An acre. So, I mean, speaking we are of, asking a lot.
Speaking
so.
Of butt nutter, I talked to Brian Stone very early this morning. 8:07 this morning. Do you want to guess what Brian Stone was doing at 8:07 this morning?
Wow.
Having a gin and tonic.
It was a gin and juice. He made a gin and juice. And he said, "He goes, I've never had a gin and juice, so I guess I just tried it." 8:07.
Well, you can't drink all day. You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
That's right.
That's true. That's true.
That's right. All right. I know there's going to be more questions, but, you know, look, we got hundreds of them. We could only send, the ones that seem to be the most asked to Corey. And not take up his entire day. So I hope that is a good addendum to last week's show. And of course, if you haven't given it a shot, it's a marathon. I know it is a very long slog last week, but there was just a lot to get through. And of course, when you get the chitter chatter box like Russ Jackson, you can't just turn it off. You gotta let him go.
That's why we had to do a two-parter. That's why we had to do a two-parter. But the key things are, if you bought GA already, or if you bought already, you can still go through the process, right? The pit area is still going to be there.
Yes.
VIP and all those sort of barriers outside of Centaroo are gone. Centaroo is where the VIP thing is, and you can sort of a la carte, right? I mean, what am I missing? Are those the main things?
I mean, the other thing too is like, I know VIP has always been a certain thing, but it always did make me like scratch my head why they put Where in the Woods, an all night rave party, right next to VIP, who probably, if I'm guessing, is on the older demographic and wanted to go to bed early. Where you are now, I can't stress this enough, where VIP is going to be now, oh, man, it's worth every penny.
It's worth it. If you have the money, spend it. The other thing.
Oh, you're going to sleep like a baby, too.
The other thing that I never really quite understood is that sort of barrier, like not being able to go visit friends, like not being able to have people come visit us and not being able to go see people in VIP even for us. So I'm kind of glad that's going away. We'll see how it works. But really, want to thank.
Wait, yeah. What do you mean by that? I don't know what you mean by that.
I think that's what I understand. This whole thing is once you're outside of Centaroo, you're able to go to the different areas. I mean, you could in some areas, some of the plazas, but there were barriers to some of the VIP and glamping and all that. If you didn't have the right wristband, you couldn't get.
Yeah, but you're not. I don't foresee you having a GA and a GA camping experience being able to walk back to VIP in Area 391.
That's the one where you can't.
Right.
That's the one where specifically you can't, but I think you can in some of the other areas.
Yeah, everything else I think will be open.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah. And I really, really want to thank Corey and Brad again for doing this.
No, I mean, I think that they're doing exactly the right thing. They're trying to communicate as much and as often as possible. And that's what, look, if there's been one complaint that we've had over the last couple of years, it's just the sheer, and most of this COVID, but the sheer lack of communication about things that has really driven a lot of us, kind of crazy and maybe turned off a few folks. I take this as a nice step of them understanding, hey, this is going to be a big deal, and this is going to, make people readjust and rethink and really address their pocketbook. So good for them for getting out in front of this and trying to send as many smoke signals up as possible that this is happening, and please don't yell at us this time.
Why are you yelling? I agree.
All right. Anything else that we should get to?
I think, there's other news that we'll probably get to next episode, with some other events. But the big news, again, they're going to announce on the 17th. They're going to do that AMA on the 21st on social and Discord. So check your socials for the when and where. And then Rucluse, and then Black Friday. And, we're right back in it.
So before they start getting the lineup out there, and I would like for us to do our headline prediction show. I would like to, free of the information that we may or may not have, I would like to like a predict the lineup headliners, maybe top three lines next episode. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah.
Just like to, you know, see what you guys think is out there. And then I'll do the same. Because I'm going to go see one tonight that I feel as though...
I know you are.
I feel like this could be a real possibility of, you know, a Saturday early 8 o'clock slot. Yeah. So, all right. I'll report back.
And Taco, good luck, man. 25. It's a good number. You can do it.
You can do it.
Yeah.
You're halfway there already, my friend. You're already
halfway there, yeah. Yeah. I'm like Brian Stone with my gin.
No kidding.
All right. By the way, somebody should donate his liver. I don't know how this dude has lived as long as he has. Donate it and show this one off. Okay. All right, we'll talk to you next week on the podcast. Thanks, guys. You're always trying to do your best.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.